Recently, we joined 700 fans at a sold-out Harvard Bookstore event at Harvard's Stately Memorial Church, featuring Andy Cohen, the creator of Bravo's smash hit Real Housewives franchise, the host of the talk show Watch What Happens Live, and his own radio show, and to those gathered here, so much more.
Please join me in welcoming Robin Young. She's going to introduce Andy for us.
Fans know Andy is best friends with Anderson Cooper and John Mayer and Sarah Jessica Parker, but also people from his seventh grade class in his hometown, St. Louis. He is a gay, single father who's written several books, diaries really, about his friends, his spats with the housewives like Lisa Rinna. The latest, though, is about his two children. The book is The Daddy Diaries, The Year I Grew Up. Please welcome Dad, Andy Cohen. To his many fans, Andy is a trusted friend. They would have volunteered to midwife the surrogate who helped him become a dad, to Ben, now 4, and Lucy, just 1. We start there. These kids, how much have they changed your life?
Oh, totally. They reprioritized my life. They changed my schedule. They grounded me. Yeah.
Here's Ben, 4. He discovers you are Andy Cohen.
Like, he what? Did, yeah. He goes, "Are you Andy Cohen?" And he also wondered what that meant in a weird way. But last summer, we had been listening to the Kiki Lounge, which is my music channel on Sirius XM. And I'm on it all the time. And I say, "It's Andy's Kiki Lounge," or whatever. And so he heard it so much that he was playing with a friend of his this summer, and this sounds very obnoxious, said to her, "Does your daddy have a Kiki Lounge?"
Doesn't everyone?
Right.
And he constantly says to people, "My parent is Andy Cohen," as if you may have heard of him. And then Lucy seems to have taken your heart hostage.
Yes.
But I wonder, I didn't see anywhere, and you're familiar with the diaries, and this is just like that. You can hear everything from, "So I told Hillary Clinton on Watch What Happens Live that I had an affair with her Secret Service guy," to the next sentence could be, "Does everyone know you can't bring peanut butter sandwiches to preschool?" Peanut.
Learn the hard way.
I mean, it's all stream of consciousness. It's all there. But I didn't see anything about how you might talk to Ben about why he does have one single dad.
He has said recently that he wants a second dad, which I thought was really interesting, that he knew that I would be bringing home a dad and not a mom, because he has other friends that have two dads. Yeah. He definitely knows that families come in all shapes and sizes. Yeah. He definitely knows that there are, I mean, it was a discovery for me that I would be the only, not only single parent at his nursery school, but also the only gay parent. But, you know, it's great because Wyatt Cooper is a really good buddy of his and his younger brother, Sebastian. And so he sees Anderson is raising Wyatt and Sebastian with Benjamin, and he sees them, and then his other friend Adrian has two dads, and we have two dads down the hall from us. I'm just trying to normalize that sometimes there's a man and a woman, as weird as that seems. Don't judge them. I know it looks funny. I just want you all to know we accept that in our house.
And I love how you're making your way with Lucy. You've taken her to the doctor one day, and here's another sentence that, again, you don't see in many books. Took Lucy to the doctor, learned some more things about the vagina. Every day is an adventure.
And then I think the sentence before that was, I got some guy, a guy in the pediatrician's office comes up to me and says, "You have to fire Lisa Rinna." So that's the sentence before that. So this is the daily dialogue.
I'm going to intersperse some questions from people in the audience because they're really good. Can you think of a specific example of when it feels particularly hard to be a single parent?
You know what? There was a moment where we were at a birthday party of a friend of Ben's, and the sprinklers went off, and all the kids suddenly, all their moms were putting them in changes of clothes so they could play in the sprinkler. And I didn't know to bring swim clothes.
Swim diapers, yeah.
And I felt like such a failure. And he was the only kid not playing in the water. And I cried when I got home, literally. I just felt so less than, and like, that's when it hit me hard, because then I looked around and I was like, wow, I'm the only single dad and I'm the only gay guy. I just felt very alone as a single parent, which
How
I think is
How many
parent, probably,
even unsingle, feels that way all the
yeah,
time?
Yeah,
yeah. Yeah.
There you go.
Okay. What is the best parenting advice you received from a housewife?
You know what? They're all great moms. People really very often ask me, which housewife would you let babysit, or would you let Sonia babysit, or whoever? And I say yes.
The Michigash, you know?
Yes, it's all Michigash. Yes.
The phone calls.
Oh, yes.
I hate her. And is that getting a little tiring?
Not really. I'm kind of used to it. I love the show so much. A lot of the interactions are very surreal in a stupid way, in a funny way.
Well, that's sort of bringing me to the Meghan Markle interview.
Oh, yeah.
We all know who we're speaking of, the Duchess of Sussex, who's doing a series on her podcast at this point in the book about stereotypes of women. Now, if I was your best friend at that point, I might have said, stereotypes of women, I don't know.
I think that the Housewives are a feminist show, and I think most of the women who watch the show are feminists. And I've debated Gloria Steinem about it and lost. But I also, you know, we've got Roxane Gay and we've got Camille Paglia and we've got many great feminists who are huge fans of the show. And so it's a topic that I'm comfortable talking about.
You say you went in expecting you're going to have to defend your beloved troupe of housewives.
Yes.
But a strange thing happened. You say to her to begin the interview, so nice to meet you. And she says, we've met twice.
Which is really the worst thing. You know you're in trouble.
You met her when she came with one of her Suits co-stars to your show.
Trying to get on my show.
Trying to get on your show.
And we said no. So that's bad.
You do the interview, much like this one, it's going to be cut down.
Right. It's like you could add a line of narration saying, you know, I didn't really like sitting there with him, but... I mean, it wasn't like that, but...
Well, it sort of was, I have to say. I mean, really, it's not fair to do a whole interview with someone. She says in the narration, I'm conflicted about housewives and never said it to you.
She adds a narration where she says, I don't know how... Something like, I don't know how I feel about the housewives.
That's my point.
Or something like that.
And that's not right. So... I am a little conflicted about housewives.
Okay.
You know, it doesn't send the message that you're beautiful the way you are.
There are some women on the show who don't have... Yeah, I'm not gonna die on that hill, actually. they're all touching themselves up in every way possible. Look, I can say 1,000 things about how I think it's a sociological time capsule about a group of nouveau riche women, which is what Tom Shale said about it.
One of the best critics in the country.
One of the great TV critics. By the way, it was a bad review, but that was our pull quote. Listen, I grew up loving soap operas. Every few years, they would be on the cover of Time or Newsweek. What are these inane shows doing, and are they ruining civilization? This, I think, has replaced the soap opera. And what I would say is there is something relatable, aspirational, and funny. It's amazing to me how many people come up to me who say, this is my safe space.
Part of our evening with Andy Cohen, executive producer of Bravo's Real Housewives franchise, host of that network's Watch What Happens Live talk show, his own radio show and music channel. Also the guy who rings in the new year every year with his pal Anderson Cooper, is considered a friend by millions more, and is a father of two. As we closed, I asked him, what's his biggest fear as a single parent?
My greatest fear as a parent is that I'll check out early, basically.
Aww.
Yeah.
Well, your dad's 90.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, you're good.
Good genes.
And you have the biggest circle of friends. I mean, truly people who love you. Over there.
But we're all friends. I mean, we have a lot... We're a big gang on a Saturday night.
Why do you think this happens? Why do you think?
Why do I think we have the relationship
we
have?
Why do you think, yeah?
I think it's authentic. I think that we don't BS each other. And there's a lot to talk about. I think that there's an engagement. There's a passion and engagement among Bravo viewers that is unlike any. There are no brands in television anymore. No one's going to NBC Con or Lifetime Con. But, you know, BravoCon got 30,000 people came last year and paid pretty good money to come and be a part of it. And so I just, it's an engaged dialogue. Yeah.
Well, I think that's true of the programs, but I am betting that if we had all met you in seventh grade without all the success that you've had, you'd still be our best friend.
Well, that's
Andy
nice.
Cohen, thank you so
thank
much.
Thank you. Thank you all so much. Thank you guys so much. So nice.
Andy Cohen at a Harvard Bookstore event at Harvard's Memorial Church. His new book, The Daddy Diaries.